Abiose Cole has written a children's board book and is available. It's published by the Vegan Publishers. Abiose Cole is a published author, poet, animal rights blacktivist, teacher, and hip-hop artist, producer, and recording engineer. He started writing in 1989 at the age of 9 and has since found poetry to be his truest form of expression, be it in rap form, spoken word, or prose. While most of his career has been spent honing his talents in hip-hop, the last 4 years have been focused on spoken word poetry. He has performed schools and venues all across the country and is a member of the CT Slam Team Verbal Slap since 2017. He has also taught poetry workshops to students ranging from middle school age to adulthood. We have Abiose Cole with us. Welcome and thanks for joining us.
Oh, certainly a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I really wanted to talk to you.
Yes, I wanted to speak with you as well.
I was just saying that you're this Renaissance person. You like do everything. And let's talk about that.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, I have a business where I teach financial literacy and business strategies. I teach in schools. I teach financial literacy to teenagers and younger even, just basic financial principles. I'm really focused on building a sustainable community, you know, and veganism is a huge part of that, you know, and I think we have a long ways to go in terms of how we think about ourselves, how we think about our community, and our obligation to each other.
That's beautiful. Financial literacy, that's not even in the bio that I read about you.
It's not, because it's kind of something that I've kind of been keeping in the shadows a little bit, but yeah, it's definitely a big part of what I do.
Yeah, well, it's very important. And this idea of building community is also critical in so many ways. We're getting so far away from community, and we're detached from our environment. We're detached from plants and trees and air and water. We're detached from living amongst other living things. And we're detached from the people that share this planet with us. We've all got our necks down looking into phones.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a very selfish
mindset, egotistical, you know, it's about me. And it's hard to adjust and recognize that even in our everyday society, in our everyday lives. You know, I think we all have certain tendencies and limiting beliefs that keep us in our little shells, you know, and don't allow us to really expose ourselves to the world. And sometimes we're afraid to let our light shine because we're afraid of what somebody else might think, you know, and
it takes courage, absolutely.
And that comes back to the ego, you know, and being worried about somebody else instead of just being proud of who you are, you know. And it's kind of strange that ego as opposed to pride, they're kind of two different things, you know, and that the ego kind of, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but being proud of who you are as opposed to letting the egotistical side of you govern you and limit you in terms of what you're capable of doing, it hurts so many people.
Well, there's so many voices in our heads, and some of those voices come from our parents, some come from the families, our friends around us, some of them come from our culture, and a lot of those voices aren't good ones.
Exactly.
We need to kind of figure out how to shut them up.
Right.
It's hard work. But you know what? I believe that art is the answer, and that's why I'm excited about some of the things that you're involved with. You're an author, you're a poet, a hip-hop artist, you're a recording engineer, all different ways. I mean, I have no idea what you're doing with all your artistry, but I'm glad you're doing it.
Thank you. Thank you. Me as well.
Okay, so you have this wonderful little board book called I Am Not Food.
Indeed.
And I listened, you sent me a whole bunch of different things from your Dropbox, and I listened to you reading it before I read it. I thought that would be fun. And that was nice. and this is an important book.
Absolutely.
It's an important book to help shape young minds.
And absolutely. No question about it. No question about it.
I think my favorite line that you repeat is, I am a person.
Right. And, you know, I caught so much flack from that, even from the vegan community. You know, people feel like, you know, I mean, maybe vegan is the wrong word for the people that are afraid of describing animals as people, but self-described vegans who, you know, really felt as though that was hurting the movement, where because they feel like we're making it too philosophical and it's not actually legitimate. And what's interesting about it is that grammatically speaking, there's no way around it. Animals are people. I mean, there's three classes of nouns. You have person, place, or thing, right? And those are the only three ways that a noun and an idea, but even that's kind of under thing, right? So there's really, those are really the only three categories. A thing can't be sentient, right? A place is obviously can't be sentient. So the only option is a person when you're describing an animal, because they have feelings, you know? So it's, there's no way around it. Animals are people, you know, and until we recognize that, I think what's interesting is that when we look at a lot of the indigenous cultures across the world, they recognize that. But when we get into Western civilization and the whole idea of animal agriculture, which wasn't necessarily only Western, you know, it comes from a lot of different cultures, but various indigenous nations, you know, respected the nature and respected the planet, you know, in a different way, where you couldn't own property. You can't own an animal. You can't own a piece of land. It doesn't belong to you to buy it or sell it, you know. So it's a different mind frame that they were coming at it with. And so I think we've gotten so far away from that, that it's hard for us to connect with each other, like we were saying earlier.
Well, I applaud you for calling these animals in your book persons. And I, on behalf of all the vegans out there, I apologize for those that didn't like that idea. We also have the non-human animal rights group with Stephen Weiss, who has been fighting in court to get certain animals recognized for personhood, chimps, elephants, in order to get them out of captivity and get them into sanctuaries. Right. And it's just where we need to go. We have a long way. We need to go. And I hope that some of the young children who read your book will become lawyers and be able to make that happen.
Absolutely. I think we're definitely heading in that direction. I think just the climate effects alone of, I mean, it's just how nature works. You know, if you don't respect nature, I mean, it can't, it's not sustainable. You know, there has to be a respect for nature. And I think it's going to come back to bite people in the butt until we recognize our role, our true role on this planet, which isn't to dominate everything, you know, it's to be at peace with everything and grow everything and help things to multiply instead of just trying to control and dominate and kill and destroy. It's unfortunate the way that we've interpreted certain spiritual lessons, you know, and have taken them in the wrong context.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I love today about this particular show is my last guest wrote a book called The Meat Question, and it's a very complex, dense book. It's difficult to read. But the message is certainly that we don't need to eat meat and how devastating it is on so many levels. And he particularly talks about how violent our capitalistic system can be. And your book, the message is the same, only you're speaking in terms that children can understand.
And it was a challenge.
I think that's beautiful.
It was certainly a challenge to do that. The poem that it was based on, because it came from a very graphic adult poem, "I Am Not Food," is actually a hip-hop song. This is a song that actually helped me to transition to spoken word, because the emotional impact of the words couldn't really be contained on a rhythm. It had to be spaced out in a way that a beat wouldn't allow. So the only way to effectively perform the piece was a cappella or over music, but without trying to constrain myself to a particular rhythm so that things could be spaced out emotionally. It's about, you know, it's the same principle, you know, it's a cow, a chicken, and a pig, but it's them in a slaughterhouse, you know, and instead of "I am not food, I am a person," it's "I am not food, you are violent, and it's really a very graphic and powerful poem. It's a difficult one to perform, but it's, you know, to transition that concept to something that could be, you know, translated to a younger person's mind was complicated, but it was inspired by seeing, you know, when I was doing some work with vegan publishers, they were tabling at a Boston Veg Fest, and I was realizing that the larger demand in the vegan community is for children's books, because the people that have become vegan have already done the research and don't necessarily feel like reading another vegan book, right? They've already made that transition. But when it comes to raising their children, you know, there's definitely more of a demand. If you really think about it, I mean, how many vegan children's books are there, you know, that you can really, I mean, Green Eggs and Ham was one that I grew up with, you know, and there's so many, so many books, you know, that are just like, you know, so contradictory to our, you know, our message. And so just creating books that were specifically vegan that could reinforce, you know, vegan mindset for young children was really important to me. But in the title, I Am Not Food, was one that could be interpreted multiple ways. So it worked out.
I don't know if people can appreciate how difficult it is to write something so simple. That seems so simple.
Right.
I know that a lot of parents don't want to share violence with their children. Even though they may be eating animals and there's violence on their plate, they don't want to acknowledge it, and they don't want their
right.
children to know about it. It's a strange, ironic. I mean, humans are just so
delusional.
Strange.
You know, we have to hide from ourselves because the truth hurts. You know, like
is your hip hop version of "I Am Not Food" available somewhere to read or listen to?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go on my site on YouTube. If you just search Abiose, the Vegan Poet, I come up on YouTube, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So that's definitely available on there for you to listen to. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I would like to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know, do you have children, or did you have some children in mind when you wrote this book?
I do have a son. I've been plant-based since 2000. I wasn't fully vegan until probably about 5 years ago, when I started working with some of the animal rights communities and realizing, you know, like, why am I still, you know, justifying buying leather belts and whatnot? Why do I have a fleece shirt on right now? Like, it was silly things like that. Like, why am I doing this? It's dumb. And so, but I've been plant-based since 2000. And so my son was born in 2000. I determined, like, right before he was born, that I would be plant-based and raise him that way. And me and his mother ended up getting divorced when he was around 7. And after that, he kind of started to eat meat with her. And so, and with the rest of the family as well, you know, once that barrier was crossed once, it was just crossed, you know, so.
Yep.
It was also, you know, that was definitely part of the inspiration. I felt like, you know, if I had more literature that I could reinforce in him these principles when he was young in a way that he could easily understand, that may not have occurred, you know, and I may have been able to keep him away from that a little bit better. But who knows? You know, everything happens for a reason. I'm just glad to be able to offer that to somebody else.
Absolutely. You know, I don't have children, and that's by choice, but I do know that when we do have children, they have their own minds and their own lives, and we cannot control them, and we should not
Absolutely.
Try. We can just support them and let
exactly
them discover
right.
who they are. But
exactly
you can
right.
offer interesting pieces of art to share with the world
right.
and see who it resonates with and who is going to want to share it and learn from it. And that's what this
exactly
is all about.
Right.
I Am Not Food. Yeah.
Exactly right.
So let me ask you, we just have a few minutes left. Are you celebrating Thanksgiving?
You know, Thanksgiving, I've never really gotten into any of the holidays. I find it as, I can't say never, right? When as a child, you know, but as an adult, and as I started to do the research and look at all of the way the holidays were structured, it was kind of contradictory to what they say they represented. And so it was, like with all of them, so it was just like I kind of stayed away from all of the holidays in a sense. But that said, I mean, I still have dinner with my family. It's just not like they've made it a point to really help me with the veganism, you know, and to accommodate that and to even refrain from meat unless there's a ton of people there, in which case I try not to be around as much. They know that. They get it. You know, so the holidays have always been kind of complicated for me because I love my family, but I don't necessarily agree with ideologies that they do. So it's,
you are not alone. You are not alone. Thanksgiving is like the most complicated holiday, and vegetarians and vegans, they like want to own it and change it.
Right.
And then we have to sit down with our family, and it's it's very complicated. Yes, which is why I asked you if you're celebrating, not asking what you're doing for Thanksgiving.
Right.
But we all make peace in our own way. I can't believe we've come to the end. I'm so glad you were able to join me today, Abiyose Cole, and share with me some insights about your new child board book, I Am Not Food. Thank you so much for joining me and for writing it.
Oh, certainly a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay, take care. Be well. Okay, you've been listening to It's All About Food. I'm Karen Hartglass. You can find me at responsibleeatingandliving.com. We've got great Thanksgiving recipes up there for you. And have a delicious week.